So tonight's shiur is about matanas lev yonim, the obligation for every person to give tzedakah, special tzedakah. Yeah, special tzedakah on Purim. So let's see some of the sources and many of the details and the understanding of the mitzvah matanas lev yonim, and maybe we'll see that it's more than just like giving tzedakah. There's many, many more details, and it's got quite a complex mitzvah, as a matter of fact. So it all begins in Megillas Esther. Good evening. In Megillas Esther, the pasuk says, they made Purim like the days that the Jewish people rested from their enemies. The month that was turned from anguish to happiness, mevel yontif, morning to yontif, to holiday. To make the days of Purim, you may mishtev a simcha, days of partying and happiness. And the pasuk says, umishloach manos ish l'reyu, sending manos, portions, a man to his friend, umatanos la'ev yonim, and sending gifts to the poor. So that's the source of Mishloach Manos, of sending Mishloach Manos, and Matanas Levionim. Mishloach Manos refers to the gift packages that we give in Matanas Levionim, refers to the tzedakah that a person is obligated to give on Purim. That's a Megillah Sester, it's in Perek Tes. So the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, and Avzayim and Alp, the Gemara says like this. Tani Rabbi Yosef taught us, O Mishloach Manos Ishrayeh, sending portions, a man to their friend, Shnei Manos L'Ishachad. All you have to send are two objects, to one person. So you want to fulfill your mitzvah, b'shloach manos, you give two food objects to one person, you fulfilled your mitzvah. And yeshiva, what used to happen was, one guy would buy a donut and a can of soda, and he would give it to the next guy, who would give it to the next guy, would give it to the next guy, and it would end up by that guy. I don't know, I don't think anyone ever ate that donut. You know, when 20 guys touched that donut, it's disgusting. And the can probably also wasn't very good at by that point. But l'maisa, the bottom line is, you really just have to give b'shloach manos to one person, and you fulfill your mitzvah. A matanos lev yonim, says the Gemara, shtei matanos l'shnei bnei adam. You have to give two gifts to two people. That means you have to give one matana, one gift, to two different people. So you have to find two poor people and give each one of them a gift. That's the story of matanos lev yonim, the obligation to give matanos lev yonim. The Gemara there says, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, shadar le Rav Oshia, he sent Rav Oshia atma d'igla tilsa. He sent him the a side of a third calf, so nice piece of meat, v'garva dechamra, and a barrel of wine. Shalach leis, Rav Oshia sends back to Rav Yehuda Nesiya, kiyamta banu rabbeinu, Rabbi, you fulfilled with us, u'mishloach manos l'ishrayehu, u'matanas l'avyoni. With one gift that you gave us, you fulfilled the mitzvah mishloach manos, because he gave us two objects, but Rav Oshia was very poor. So he says, you also fulfilled the mitzvah matanas l'avyoni, you did both. We call that in English, BOGO. Buy one, get one. Okay, the Gemara concludes there, and this is the part of the Gemara that we need to see. The Gemara says, Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chinana bar Avin. Abaye the son of Avin, Rav Chinana the son of Avin, I guess two brothers, Mechalfi sudasayu la'adadi, they would switch meals with one another. So Rashi learns something that could happen in 2020, says Rashi, Zeu chalom zevet porim shal shanazu b'shniya so chaver imo. One year they would eat by one, and the next year they would eat by the others. You have two siblings that live in one town. One year the Purim Suda was by one house, and one year the Purim Suda was by the other house. Now, that's a little weird that the Gemara would say. The Gemara is just telling us, like, hey, I'll tell you something really cool. This guy, these two brothers, they used to switch Purim Sudas off by one another. Like, hello, why would you say that? Like, it just seems a little odd that the Gemara was just telling us cute things that brothers used to do in those days that we're still doing nowadays. So the Rishonim there learn a little bit different than what it says in the Gemara, than the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Some of the Rishonim there, the Ran, for example, says that actually this was talking about matanos levionim. That he would give him matanos levionim. He would give him gifts to the poor because he was poor. And his brother was also poor, so he would give it back to him. So that's the way that the two of them fulfilled the mitzvah matanos levionim. He would give him something. Okay, just filled his mitzvah, and then he would give it back to him. And that was the mitzvah matanas lavion. They're both very poor. Neither of them could afford to give, so I gave it to you, and then you give it back. And that kind of all worked out well. And actually, the Rambam says this in Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam says, Kol amar b'lishlach manos yishrayu meshubach. The more mishlach manos that you say, send, the more praiseworthy you are. Why? Because the point of mishlach manos is increasing friendship from one person to another. You send mishlach manos to a bunch of people, that's wonderful. V'mein lo, let's say you really don't have mishlach manos, he says, you switch with your friend. This one sends him his meal. And this one sends him his meal. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So actually, this is talking about Mishloach Manos. And what does he say? All I have is enough for the Purim meal. Not me. All someone has is enough for the Purim meal. All the other guy has enough for his Purim meal. So they switch meals. And like this, they fulfill their mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. And according to the previous Gemara, they all could fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Lavionim to one person. They still have to give to another person. That's what it seems like from this Gemara. Okay. In the Piskei HaRash, he says that you could do both Matanos Lavionim and Mishloach Manos. So either or, you could switch. A poor person could switch his Matanos Lavionim, he could switch his Mishloach Manos, and that works. And that's how this Mishnah Berurah actually paskins. Therefore, he says, if let's say you have a person, writes the Mishnah Berurah Lalach, if you have a very poor person, he should take some money out of his pocket. He should give it to one fellow, and that fellow gives it back to him. And then he takes money out of his pocket again, and he gives it to a different Ani, and that Ani gives it back to him. And like this, he fulfilled his mitzvah. Sad that Shad is a society like this, but you know, the Jewish people suffer from crushing poverty for many, many generations. And that was the way the people got, you know, bare minimum the way that they got away. Now, it seems from all these opinions that if a person is poor, they have to give Mishloach Manos. They have to give Matanos Lavionim. Right? Now, what's the halacha? If a person is poor, do they have to give tzedakah?
Yeah.
They don't. If a person is poor themselves and they can't afford to give tzedakah, the halacha is they don't have to give tzedakah. They don't have to give ma'aser. A poor person doesn't have to give ma'aser. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to give. If a person is poor, giving ma'aser is always a good thing. Always a good thing. But a person is not obligated to give ma'aser if they can't afford it.
How do you classify as someone who's poor then?
So the Shulchan Aruch talks about levels of poverty.
Yeah.
As we'll see, maybe if we have time, you know, really an evyon, right? We call it matanot levyonim, gifts to the evyon. An evyon is not an ani. What's an ani? An ani is not so poor. A poor guy, he's not so poor. An evyon is a guy who's a pauper. He's destitute. So really, the mitzvah matanos levyonim would seem was to give to people that are such paupers. Rabbi Yashiv actually writes that we don't even have evyonim nowadays. We don't understand. We don't understand, he says, what poverty really is. You know, people died in Yerushalayim in the early 1900s from poverty. They died from hunger. We can't imagine such a thing. In a society where we throw out so much, who could imagine people dying from hunger? But Jewish people died, families died from hunger in Yerushalayim and in Poland and Russia. Forget about Russia. You know how many people died from Russia at the beginning of communism? Millions died from famine. Millions. But regardless of what, it does seem from these poskim that if a person is poor, they have to give matanos levyonim. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says very interestingly that the din of matanos levyonim, the halacha of matanos levyonim, the Taz writes this more specifically. He says, "Afilu ani hamisparnes min tzedaka, even a poor person that his sole support is he gets tzedaka, he has to give matanos levyonim kamo arba kosos." Right, we know that halacha is, the Mishnah says in Maseches Pesachim that afilu ani hamisparnes min tzedaka, even a person that minatamchoy ani has to drink 4 kosos. But tzedaka he doesn't have to give. This is an exception that they have to give matanos lavyonim even if they mamish have no money. That is what the Magen Avraham, the Taz says.
So if you see a homeless person that you don't know is Jewish or not, and could be Jewish,
maybe that's a person you could give matanos lavyonim. Maybe. It's a shayla about kimatas avyonim to non-Jews. Maybe you could. It's a discussion in the poskim. But the Pri Chadash, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Pri Chadash says that if a person is ani hamisparnitz min atztaka, he does not have to give matanos avyonim. So I'm machlokas here, macharonim. If a person can't afford, do they have to give tzedakah? Matanos avyonim? All right, maybe the guy will give it back to you. Or if you're poor, if a person is poor, they don't have to do matanos lavyonim. Machlokas haposkim. We'll see soon. There's a fundamental machlokas in 1 second, but we'll see a few more items, and then we'll try to explain the machlokas.
What's the difference in the root of the mitzvah between tzedakah and matanos lavyonim?
That what? Why would you have to give matanos lavyonim? Okay, we'll see.
You don't have to do one, then why would you have to do the other?
Right. Correct. So we'll talk about that in a second. You're asking a very good question. Okay. Another very interesting thing. If you look at the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, he writes the laws of Mishloach Manos together with the meal of Purim, Suras Purim. He lumps those two together. And he has a separate siman, a separate section, speaking about the halachas of Matanos Lavyonim, the gifts to the poor. It's interesting. So he speaks about the obligation to eat a meal on Purim. Speaks about the obligation to get drunk on Purim. Speaks about the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. And then he says a brand new set of halachas. New siman and Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Tzadi Dalet, Dinmos Purim Laniyim. It's interesting that he lumped together Mishloach Manos and Seudas Purim and not Matanos Lavionim. That's a standalone mitzvah. Why? It's just interesting that he did that. And then finally, okay, so basically we need to understand this. What's the yisod? What's the machlokas if a poor person has to give matanos avyonim? We have to understand that. We have to understand why this Shulchan Aruch writes its own simen, its own standalone halacha. And then finally, there's an interesting shaila in halacha if a person could do matanos lavyonim and mishloach manos together, right? We saw the story in the Gemara where he said to him, you fulfilled mishloach manos and matanos lavyonim. Some poskim say you can do both together. If you give a poor person two portions of food, you do mishloach manos and matanos lavyonim. Others say no, it doesn't work. You have to do separately a mitzvah mishloach manos and matanos lavyonim. So what's the machlokas? So there's a very fundamental disagreement as to the essence of matanos lavyonim, which has at least 10 practical differences. And that is as follows. When the Megillas Esther writes that a person is supposed to give matanos lavyonim, what's the matanos lavyonim? Is it tzedakah, regular charity? But the Chazal said, you know what? A whole year a poor person comes to you, you give tzedakah. They don't come to you, you don't give tzedakah. Of course, you should give ma'aser. Not everyone does give ma'aser. Purim, you got to give tzedakah. It's a mitzvah of tzedakah, specifically on this day. Just a mitzvah of tzedakah, but it's a mitzvah of tzedakah that they mandated, today you got to give tzedakah. Right, just like we find before Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it says, Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Mavir, Nesrah, Gzeirah. You want to make sure you give Tzedakah during that period of time. It's a worthwhile investment. Purim, they said, you got to give Tzedakah. Or, is the Takana of giving Tzedakah, it's not a Tzedakah type of institution. It's an institution of Simcha, which means to say the following. The whole point of all the mitzvahs that we do on Purim are supposed to give us Simcha. We listen to the story of the Megillah. We realize how close we were to being killed, and we survived. Makes you happy. You give somebody else a gift on Purim. They're happy to receive. Huh?
You make him Sameach.
You make him Sameach. And if you're a good person, you also get Simcha from giving. Right? We all know this. You get Simcha from giving. I can't control myself, so I always say my example. Tell this to my high school students particularly. Imagine for a moment that your mom comes to you and she says to you, the garage is a zoo, and I don't have time to clean it. Sunday, I know you don't have anything on schedule. If you clean the garage, I'm going to give you $10 to go to Cold Stone. I can use $10 in Cold Stone. That's like one scoop and a cone, probably, for 10 Cold Stone. $10. You're like, you know what? I'll do it. And you do it. You clean the garage. It's beautiful when you're done. And then, let's go with Dunkin' Donuts, Carvel, whatever it is. You're about to walk into Dunkin' Donuts. You have your hand on the D. Right, you know the double D on Dunkin' Donuts stores? You have your hand on the D, and all of a sudden, you stop in your tracks, and you hear a conversation. And it's a little boy. He says, Mommy, could we get ice cream? And you hear her sigh, and she says, Honey, ever since Daddy left us, it's been so hard. And we don't have money for everything. You know, we'd spend money so we could have heat in our house, and we could have an apartment, and I can get you clothing. And I try to give you good meals, but there really isn't extra money for ice cream. But Mommy, I haven't had ice cream in almost a year. I'm sorry, sweetie. When times are better, I'm going to buy you a huge ice cream. But right now, just can't. And you look at them, you're like, whoa. I'm sorry to butt in here. Look at the little guy. What's your name? Timmy, what kind of ice cream do you like? Vanilla with sprinkles? And he found a wooden stick to the mother. And what do you like? Oh, I really like mint chocolate chip, because that's like an adult favorite. You say, guys, wait 2 minutes. You run inside, you slap the $10 down, you've got to buy a $5 cone for this, you come back and you give them. And Timmy looks at you and he says, Mommy, is he God? And you're like, no, I'm just a child of God. And Timmy's like, yeah, I knew you were related. Whatever, but... And you don't eat the ice cream. You don't eat the ice cream. And you walk away. Where would you have more hana, more pleasure? If you ate the ice cream or not eating the ice cream? Where is there more pleasure? If you're a healthy, emotionally sound Jewish person, you definitely get more pleasure from giving them than you would have gotten by eating the ice cream. On top of that, the fact that most Jews are lactose intolerant, so anyways, he would have been in pain for the rest of the Sunday. Right? So I personally believe that Mishloach Manos doesn't only increase simcha to the mekabel, to the one receiving it. It also gives simcha to the nosing, to the one that gives. What's Seudas Purim? Seudas Purim is mishteves simcha. That's what it's called. It's a meal with simcha. We drink wine. It's supposed to give us simcha. You're not supposed to eat Seudas Purim alone. Supposed to invite other people, go to someone else. Supposed to have Purim Sudas Purim with Divrei Torah. That's supposed to give, you know, Mesamch. What does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says that Divrei Torah Mesameach. They give happiness to a person.
You're so drunk, how can you give?
So don't get so drunk. Anyways, you get drunk on Purim?
No.
Maybe you should try. Anyways, you don't know. Maybe you'll be happier than you ever were before. Anyway, this is being recorded. I have to be careful. I'll lose my license. but anyways, so there are those that learn that Matanas Levionim is part of Simchas Purim. First of all, it's not fair that a segment of the Jewish population should have such a freilich, beautiful, happy day when their people are sitting with bare cupboards. So Achazal said, Esther was misaking, that increase the Simcha in Klal Yisrael, make sure everyone has on Purim. And it's not just the elite, the bourgeoisie that have it, that everybody has on Purim. So the mitzvah of Matanas Levionim is not a tzedakah per se. It's an extension of the mitzvah of Simcha. And if you look at the words of the Rambam, it seems pretty explicit in the words of the Rambam that the Rambam learned that it has to do with Simcha. Because what does the Rambam write? The Rambam says, let's find this Rambam. Yeah. Mutav la'adam laharbos Matanas Levionim. We'll talk about this soon. It's a person should increase Matanas Levionim. She'ein sham simcha gedola ela sameach lev aniyim v'yasom v'amanim agayim. There's no other greater simcha than to make them happy. To make them happy. So could be that Matanas Levionim is a simcha. It's because of simcha, not a regular standard type of tzedakah mitzvah. Now, this seems to be like this is a machlokas in the Rishonim. In the Ritva says, the mitzvah of Ma'os Purim is not tzedakah. Because we find, right, the Yerushalmi writes, everyone knows this, that on Purim, kol ha-poshe yad nosten. Whoever stretches out their hand, you give. A whole year long, a guy comes over to you and says, I'm collecting for tzedakah. You're like, let me see your tuuda. How do I know you're legit? Maybe you're a faker, a phony, a fraud. But on Purim, a guy gives you, puts out his hand, kol ha-poshe yad nosten. Says the Ritva, if it was just tzedakah, it's not true. We have rules of tzedakah. We have parameters. You have to know that the guy really has tzedakah before you give him tzedakah. So why on Purim do you have to give? He says it's because of simcha. And if a guy is stretching out his hand, you want to make sure he walks away b'simcha. He walks away happily. So that's how the Ritva learns. He says it's because of simcha. Just a pet peeve because I can't control myself. Often we find people, right, people come here sometimes by mincha ma'ariv. Not so many, but right, recently we've had. And like a few times I've seen people like, I don't give to them, they're all fakers. I don't know. If a guy comes over to you, he traveled to East Brunswick. He's from Israel. He left his family. I don't know how you could slice in here. You could give the guy a dollar. It ain't going to break the bank. Nebuch. He's one Jew asking another Jew for money. You don't want to give him $100. I get it. Give him $1. I've been here and I've heard a few comments. It's made me so upset to hear that. There's probably a bunch of fakers. You shouldn't be giving them money. Well, come on. $1? What could you get for a dollar anymore? Not even a cup of coffee. Maybe if you have a Keurig and you buy pods on sale, you get it for a dollar.
By the way,
huh?
Not Starbucks.
Starbucks, you get a cup. Yeah. I said that accent two, 3 weeks ago, so I went to get a police report. You know how much a police report is from the police station? 10 cents.
Yeah.
10 cents?
10 cents. If you get online, it's $5. So I paid 10 cents. I said to the woman, I said, you know, finally. I didn't think there was anything in the United States anymore you could get for 10 cents. You could get a whole police report for 10 cents. This is awesome. So 1 second. We're not done yet. So I get the police report. I look at it later. They made a mistake. They mixed up the drivers and insurances. I went back and they had to update it. So I went in there to get the new one. She looks at me. She goes, you know what? You paid once. We're not going to make you pay again. And I'm like, score! You can't make the stuff up if you try. But your taxes are going up next quarter because I didn't pay that 10 cents. Okay. So the Shiboli HaLeket writes explicitly that Matanas Levionim is tzedakah, not simcha. And he brings the Targum, Unkelus, on the Megillah that says that matanas lavyonim is ma'ad itztaka, money of charity. So according to this, Rabbeinu, the son of the Brisker Rav, Rabbeinu Soloveitchik, he says, that's why the Rambam did not lump together matanas lavyonim with mishloach manos and sudas purim. Because the Rambam learned that the point, even though it doesn't sound exactly like this from the words of the Rambam, but the Rambam learned that matanas lavyonim is straight up tzedakah. So he didn't put it together with the purim meal. He didn't put it together with mishloach manos. That's because of simcha of purim. This is a separate chiyuv to give tzedakah. Therefore, the Rambam didn't lump it together. So, which is not great, because the Rambam actually is the one that said it's because of simcha. Okay, but the Rambam said maybe that's the reason why they made tzedakah, is to give simcha to everybody. But he wants to be medayik from the words of the Rambam that it's because of tzedakah, not because of simcha. So it comes out, we have two different opinions. One opinion is that mishloach manos is about simcha, and the other one is that it's about tzedakah. Now, based on that, we're going to have about 10 different practical differences of when it comes to the mitzvah of matanas lavyonim. So if you say that it's the mitzvah of tzedakah, then a poor person doesn't have to give matanas lavyonim. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes explicitly that if a person is poor, they don't have to give tzedakah. That doesn't mean to say that they can't give tzedakah. Right? We know the very, very famous Gemara that when Rabbi Akiva married Rachel, they were so poor that they literally didn't have any money for furniture, right? Because she was disowned from her rich daddy. So they were lying. All they had was straw. They laid in the straw. That was their bed. And Rachel felt destitute. She felt bad. She slept on a duck's bed until that point, you know, a sleep point, whatever, sleep number bed. And now she's sleeping on the straw. And she felt she had such chalishas adas, so Hashem sent Eliyahu Hanavi. Everyone knows Gemara, crazy Gemara. Hashem sent Eliyahu Hanavi to knock on the door. And Eliyahu Hanavi said to her, "Hi, maybe you guys can help me. My wife just had a baby, and we're so poor that she's lying on the bare floor. She doesn't even have anything." So Rachel said, "Are you serious?" And she took her straw and she says, "Wow, there are people that are more destitute than we are." And she gave the straw to the Eliyahu Hanavi. That's the Gemara. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this Gemara is extremely problematic. Come on, Hashem. You're sending Eliyahu Hanavi and he takes away the one thing that this poor lady has. Okay, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz talks about it. It's beyond, Rav Yochum talks about it. It's beyond the scope of this discussion. But the bottom line is, so you see, even poor people could give tzedakah, should give tzedakah. But they don't have to give tzedakah if you learn about matanas. But if you learn that it's a special mitzvah of simcha, every Jewish person is obligated. And I think according to this, we can understand what it means. If you learn like what we saw in the Piskei Rosh, that you could give matanas lavyonim to someone and they give it back to you. Why would you do that? It's pointless, right? Are you playing hocus pocus? I give you and you give me and we're all one happy family. But I think it doesn't work that way. The pshat is that, you know, I'm thinking about another person on Purim. And they're thinking about me. And we're both poor, but you know what? We're both doing our best. We both want there to be simcha amongst Klal Yisrael. So I think that's the idea or the concept of exchanging it. So that's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number one is if a poor person has to give or if a poor person does not have to give. But there are plenty more nafkaminas. And that would be, for example, the following. How much does one have to give for matanas lavyonim? By the way, this is the single most asked question as a rabbi, every part. More than how much wine does one have to drink? How much should one spend on a rib roast? What could I give from Mishloach Manos? Rabbi, do I fulfill my mitzvah with this theme? Is this theme better than this theme? This is my theory. 1 year for Purim, this is what we're doing. We're getting cute little laundry baskets, putting a few dirty socks in it, some laundry detergent, fabric softener, two minim. We give it to you, you wash it, you give it back to us, we fill it with some mishloach manos. Right? A clean sweep of our mishloach manos. I'm sure my wife will make a nice poem. It'll be like, you know, something to do with tide and the ride and the side and whatever. But
it's a good idea.
It's not a good idea. But the single most asked shaila in Hilchos Matanas and Purim is, how much do I have to give for Matanas Lavyonim? Mazot Omer the Fiyafal Chaltucha.
Everybody has his judgment on how much is it.
What's the minimum? What's the minimum? So Mishnah Berurah says, a pruta. How much is a pruta? 15 cents. You know what? With inflation, 25 cents. You could literally fulfill this hotel and give a quarter to each ani. That's the Mishnah Berurah writes initially. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds on to that. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, you know what? That's You fulfill your mitzvah if you do that. But says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what? You probably should do a little bit better than that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nirali, Delechatchila, he brings a Prima Gadim. Tzarech Litan Levian Dava Haray Lechanis Menaparim. You have to give him something that he'll actually have hana'a from it, pleasure, enjoyment from it. Machol, give him food. Or money that he could use. So he says, even though it's a chashava pruta, the halacha is once you give something more substantial. So Mishnah Berurah is paskening that the mitzvah of matanas lavyonim is tzedakah. What's the minimum share of tzedakah? A pruta. 25 cents. You could fulfill your mitzvah. But if you say, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's because of the mitzvah of simcha, giving a quarter to an ani doesn't give him that much simcha. I don't know about you, but I've seen this in Yerushalayim, where a person is collecting and someone gives them 20 agurot, and what do they do with it? Toss it back at them. That doesn't give you simcha, it makes you feel like a loser. So if you learn like that, if it's to bring simcha, you have to give the ani something that brings him simcha. L'maisa, the poskim write, that a person should give to each ani enough money to buy themselves something for asudas purim. So here's how I look at it. With 10 bucks, Rabbi Yasha says you should give 50 shekel, which is approximately 12, 13 bucks. Here's how I look at it. You could go into Gourmet Glot and buy, with 12 bucks, and buy yourself a piece of chicken, a cooked piece of chicken, two side dishes, and a bottle of Maim Chaim Seltzer. That only costs 10 cents. They pay you 10 cents to drink that stuff. But I'm kidding. But bottom line is, for about 12 bucks, 10 bucks, you definitely can give buy a sudas per, and there's meat there, there's a drink there. So the halacha is, so the poskim say you should try to give enough for sudas purim. I know we tell the kids in high school at least $5, but Rabbi Yashav really writes it should be about $12. And l'chayr, that's the appropriate amount. But that's to bring simcha to ani. But I want to reiterate what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says and what the Rambam writes, la halacha, which I said yesterday between Mincha and Maariv, and share with you something beautiful. So we said yesterday that the Rambam writes, mutav la'adam, laharbos matanas lavyonim, a person should give more for matanas lavyonim, milaharbos besudaso, than what they spend on the meal, ube mishloach manos, and on mishloach manos, she'ain sham simcha gedola umafu'eres, el samech levanim v'yasom v'amon megeres. There's no greater simcha than to help poor people. Sham samech levom lama, if you bring happiness to the downtrodden, to the oppressed, to the people that feel lowly, doma l'shchina, you're like Hashem. Hashem gives life to those that are downtrodden, those that feel like they're down. So bottom line is, says the Rambam, that a person is supposed to give more money on Matanos Lavyonim than everything else. So this is what I said, and I still stand by what I said. You need to go home. I'm not telling you what to do. But if you come to ask me about Matanos Lavyonim, here's what I would say. Go home and figure out how much money you're spending on pork. You should have a beautiful suda. You're buying a nice good few bottles of wine or scotch or whatever it is. You're buying a shmaka roast and making nice side dishes. You're making cute themed mishloach manos. You're buying costumes on Amazon. Whatever you're doing, add it all up. 300 bucks, 400 bucks, if you're real. And by the way, if you spend on everything else, why can't you spend money on mitzvahs? Why not? Give more tzedakah. Give more matanos lavyonim than you spend. This is the Rambam. And you know what? It seems from the Rambam, don't have such a fancy suda, give more matanas lavyonim. So I said this to Micha Mar, and a guy came over to me tonight after Mar, and he said to me, Rabbi, you don't realize, you say things people sometimes listen. I'm like, yeah, sometimes. He says to me, I just went home, and I made a calculation how much we're spending this money, this on our Mishloach Manos, and our Sudas Purim, and I wrote a check for that amount of money to matanas lavyonim.
It's too early.
Huh?
Too early.
No, salache is that, you're asking a very good question. You can give money to like a tzedakah organization today to distribute a tanim on Purim.
Like a short email today.
You don't have to give the check on Purim. You could give the check now. Actually, it's a huge, interesting shalala lahalacha if they're giving out the money in Yerushalayim or even in Bnei Brak, if you can fulfill Matanos Lavyonim, because it's not Purim for you. For sure not Purim Yerushalayim, it's on the 15th. But even when they give out the Matanos Lavyonim, you're supposed to give Matanos Lavyonim on the day of Purim. Shalach Manos, day, not night. Day. So it comes out, if they give it out at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's still the night by you in America. As a shalach, if you could be Yotze. Not simple. It's not simple. So bottom line is, you want to make sure you're using a reputable organization if you're giving Matanos Lavyonim. I'm sure the engagement with Rabbi Yonterman is very careful with this. Dave Rabinowitz, good people. They know about how to do these things. But bottom line is, I'm just trying to say, Lamaisa, when it comes to the shir, if it's just al tzedakah, you give a pruta. If it's to give simcha, you want to make sure you do something that's really mesameach, that brings happiness. Okay. I'll have to go a little bit further and see some other nafkaminas. What can one give for matanas levionim? So the Mishnah Berurah says money or food. The other poskim want to say that you can give anything. You could give the guy a case of tissues. So what's an nafkamina? If you say it's because of tzedakah, the mitzvah tzedakah is not money. On the contrary, right? The Gemara says a story that there were two people, a rabbi and his wife, and she was saved and he wasn't saved. He got damaged in the situation. He got hurt in this situation. And they asked him, how come your wife has greatest chos? And he says, because I give money to the ani, and she gives food to the ani. So, because you give the ani anything. But if you learn it's because of simchas Purim, you can't give the guy a fur coat. It's nice to give people fur coats, but it has nothing to do with Purim. It has to do something that's within the theme of Simcha of Purim, so you should give them. Like we said before, the Shir Matanas Lavionim is enough to buy a Seudas Purim. So again, that'll be another nafkamina. If you learn it's because it's tzedakah, you can give anything.
Yeah, how the box of tissues helps?
Why not? The guy will have tissues.
For the Simcha, he's going to cry.
No, I'm saying, if it's because of Simcha, it's not going to be okay. If it's tzedakah, tzedakah is anything. Anything you give to a poor person, you fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Here's another very interesting nafkamina. In most shuls, on Purim morning, right before Megillah, the gabbai gives a clap on this bima. And he says, before Megillah, everyone should have in mind that when the Baal Kore, the fellow reading the Megillah, says Shehechiyanu, it doesn't just go on the Megillah, it also goes on the mitzvahs of the day. Matanas Levionim, Mishloach Manos, Seudas Purim. But that's not so clear. There's a machlokas in the Achronim as to what the Shehechiyanu goes on. The Magen Avram says the Shehechiyanu goes on the Megillah, Mishloach Manos and Seudas Purim. He does not say Matanas Lavioni. The others, the Prima Gadim says, the Prima Gadim writes that you should also have Kavana for Matanas Lavioni. What's the machlokas? Seems, if you learn that it's just because of tzedakah, the Shechiyana doesn't go on tzedakah, you don't make Shechiyana when you give tzedakah, do you? Unless you're a guy who doesn't give much tzedakah, you one time a year you give tzedakah, maybe you should make Shechiyana. But if you say the mitzvah of Simcha, it's one of the mitzvahs of the day, like Simcha, so the same way you have Kavanah for Mishloach Manos, you have Kavanah for Seudas Purim, you also have to have Kavanah for Matanas Lavionim. So that's going to be the another nafkamina, what person's Kavanah should be when they have that. Another nafkam shayla, in the Magen Avraham says, in the name of the Shayla, that a person has to give two Matanas to two poor people, and you can't use Meiser money for Matanas Lavionim. Others say that you could. Now why? Why would you not be able to use Maaser money? Because we know the halacha is, you're not allowed to use Maaser money for any chiyuv mitzvah that you have. You can't take Maaser money and buy your lulav and esrog with it. You're not allowed to do that. You can't take Maaser money and buy matzah, tefillin. You're not allowed to do that. Because anything that you have a chiyuv, you have an obligation to do, you're not allowed to use Maaser money for. So if you say that the chiyuv matanas avyonim is tzedakah, well then you could use Maaser money. It's the same chiyuv. But if you say there's a special chiyuv on Purim, to be mesameach other people, you can't fulfill that mitzvah with ma'aser money. By the way, the halacha we paskin, you should not use ma'aser money. Actually, the poskim say like this, that the matanas levyonim you should make sure not to give for ma'aser money. So you want to give your $15 that you're giving for each ani, that should be not ma'aser money. If you want to do more than that, you want to give out more tzedakah, because it says kol aposha yadnosim, if anyone opens a hand that you give to them, you could use ma'aser money and that's not a problem. Okay. Here we don't have exposure to these type of things, but if you go to like Brooklyn or Muncie or Lakewood or Passaic or Teaneck, even, you know, you go to any of these places, every two steps there's another person collecting tzedakah for something. And you know, you give. You know, don't give a lot. You should give a lot, but give a dollar. Give 50 cents. Give a quarter. But you want to give every person. Just to say a nice thing, the Baalei HaKabbalah point out that the same way that there's a chiyuv on Purim that kol haposh v'yad nosimo, anyone that stretches out their hand, you have to give them something. We could use that and say, Hashem, kol haposha yad nosnimo. A whole year long, I asked you for stuff, and you said, how do I know you really need it? How do you know it's really it? But on Purim, kol haposha yad nosnimo. Purim's a very auspicious time for tefillah, for prayer. And even things maybe that we don't deserve, Hashem is more... But when it comes to Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're doing that, I'm going to do that for you.
Okay, let's see a few more things. So another nafkamina, Mechilas Chov. If a poor guy owes you $100, could you go to him on Purim and say, today's your lucky day, for Matanas Lavion, you don't got to pay me back the $100?
If it's because of tzedakah, 100%, that's tzedakah. But if it's to bring simcha, being mochel, you're not giving him anything practically. I don't know if that gives him enough simcha. Maybe you have to give the guy something, tangible. You have to give him something. Could you fulfill mashloach manos and matanas lavyonim at the same time? Could you give one guy mashloach manos and matanas lavyonim at the same time? So we saw in the Gemara, it seems like you could. L'chari, it'll depend. If you say it's a mitzvah of tzedakah, then mashloach manos is its own mitzvah. Tzedakah is its own mitzvah. But it's saying matanas lavyonim is to give simcha. What's the point of mashloach manos? Also to give simcha. So could be the halacha is that you could fulfill both mitzvahs in one shot. Another shaila is in the poskim is matana manas lahachzer. We know that there's a shaila in halacha if you give someone something as a matana, like we do with our lulav, but only on condition they give it back to you, it is considered a matana. It does work. Could you do that for matana savionim? Could you give the guy $150 and say, I'm giving you $50, but on the condition you give it back to me in a week? So if you say it's the mitzvah of, if you say it's the mitzvah of tzedakah, no. So you don't fulfill your mitzvah tzedakah by giving a guy a loan. You get chesed, but not tzedakah. But if you say it's to give simcha, could be the guy's got another $50 in his pocket, you know, he's happier. Maybe that increased enough simcha. And then finally, the final nafkamina is going to be in a situation where a person, if there's kadima in the laws of matanas lavyonim. So we know by tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara are very careful in the different layers of tzedakah. In other words, there's priorities in tzedakah. People in your town go before people in another town. People in Yerushalayim, people who are learning Torah, relatives, that's the highest tier of tzedakah. How about matanas lavyonim? If a person has poor relatives, they have to give a gift to anyone. If you say it's because of tzedakah, all the laws of tzedakah apply. But if it's just a separate mitzvah of simcha, there's no kadima, you can just give whoever you want to. Matanas lavyonim.
So it does not apply.
So it does not apply if you learn like that, correct. Now, I just want to conclude with a story that I say every single year about matanas lavyonim. 1 year after we finished our suda in East Brunswick, which was over relatively early, we got into our van. My wife drove, don't get nervous, and she drove us all the way to Brooklyn. And we got the tail end of the Purim meals, the streets were still happening, my in-law's house was like Grand Central Station, but we were cleaning up and folding the tablecloths, and like I had already come down a lot at that point, and a poor guy walks out the door, it's 10:30 at night. This guy smelled, he was disgusting, whatever. Mabuch. He knocks at the door.
Smell from so much drinking?
No. He didn't drink anything. He didn't have to drink the smell. So it was a real nebuch. You could tell he was a nebuch. He knocked on the door and said, can you give me some tzedakah? And that year, I went to the bank before Purim, and I got a wad of ones. By the time 10:30 and I came around, I had nothing left in my wallet. Mm. And that guy definitely didn't take credit card. Mm. I didn't have any money. I said to him, I'm so sorry. I just don't have any money. And my son Yehuda, who was just bar mitzvah, was 4 years old. And he had no money in his life. He didn't have any money. But someone gave him $5 on Purim, for Purim guilt. Mm-hmm. All the money this kid had in his whole life was $5. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and says, Tati, you think he's really a poor person? I said, I think he's really a poor person. And the kid reached into his pocket and he gave him every single penny that he owned. He gave him the full $5. And I remember, like, I was still a little bit buzzed at that point. I picked him up, I scooped that kid up, and I hugged him and I kissed him. I said, you're such a tzaddik. You're such a tzaddik. How many of us give all the money? How many give us a fragment of the money we have for a tzedakah? And should I tell you something amazing? He's 13 and he still remembers. You don't remember anything else about when he was 4. I remember some of the things. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is there's nothing that gives Hashem more simcha than when we help his children, when we help other people. So Mitzvah Hashem, this year on Purim, we're going to be machmer on mishloach manos. We're going to be beautiful mishloach manos. We're going to make people besimcha when they get it, and we're going to have simcha in giving it. We're also going to have machmer on Sudas Purim. We're going to have a gishmak of Purim meal with divrei Torah and drinking, because that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, obviously within the realm of normalcy and with other being with other people, and that's going to be gishmak, and that's going to be amazing. We're also going to make sure that we bring other people simcha, we give them tzedakah, and that we have simcha in the process of doing it, because then we'll have a really what we call a Purim Sameach, an outstanding, wonderful Purim. Thank you for listening. Maariv is in 2 minutes.